We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Hurricane Irma strengthened into a Category 4 storm Monday as it approached the eastern Caribbean with maximum winds of 140 miles per hour. Now this morning, just a couple of hours ago, it's been boosted to a Category 5. A hurricane warning is in effect for the U.S. and British Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Hurricane specialist John Cangliosi at the National Hurricane Center in Miami says it is too soon to tell what Irma's impact on Florida should be, but residents need to be ready.
You need to just prepare at this point in time. Watch Irma, get your preparations in order, because it's just too soon to say what the impacts from the storm will directly be.
Okay, now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A strong cold front is situated from the Texas Panhandle into northern Arkansas that has already made its way in, and we'll notice that big difference. Yesterday we got to 98 for the high. Today's high just 78. Some cloud cover this morning that will move out by this afternoon. Breezy with a low tonight down to 50. Sunny 78 tomorrow, and we're back into the mid-80s by Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 63 degrees.
The city of Port Arthur, Texas, east of Houston, has started recovery efforts after heavy flooding from Tropical Storm Harvey. Port Arthur's mayor says the city still needs more aid to help it rebuild. Residents have been lining up for drinking water, food, and ice distributed by the Texas National Guard. Theron and Patricia Pierre returned to their house just as the waters receded. Start cleaning up after the storm.
We got the family out, got my mom, my parents out, you know. Now we can start all over again, you know. But, hey, things happen. It could always been worse.
The director of public safety and police chief for the city of Augusta has been placed on administrative leave.
Our news partners at KSNW-TV spoke with Tyler Brewer on Saturday. Mr. Brewer confirmed he has been placed on leave and is not performing his duties. He was unable to discuss the reason for his leave. Augusta Mayor Matt Childers has not commented publicly about these changes. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The vice chair of the Presidential Commission on Election Integrity, Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, gives a preview of what can be expected on the panel's next meeting. That's less than 2 weeks away, September 12th in New Hampshire.
This will be the first meeting where you see the presentation of a significant amount of research and evidence and statistical research and things like that.
Kobach is hoping the data presented can assist Kansas in its legal wrangling over voter legislation.
Congress returns, and they have a full plate.
There are only 12 legislative days for the House in September, and before the month is out, they have some must-pass legislation or risk shutting down the government. First, they must pass a budget and raise the debt limit, two things that could brew
country
a fight, as conservatives have long
nomination.
Opposed a clean debt ceiling increase, and questions remain if the president will insist on funding for his border wall attached to the budget. Lawmakers now also have to figure out a relief package for Hurricane Harvey and the White House pushing for a tax reform bill in the coming months, and maybe they'll even take another shot at health care, which also becomes more complicated after September when their ability to pass something with a simple majority vote expires. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
Thousands of pelicans have been spotted in a wildlife area in central Kansas. The Wichita Eagle reports about 9,000 pelicans were spotted at the Cheyenne Bottoms Wildlife Area near Great Bend. Birds are white with wingspans as large as 9 feet wide. Robert Penner is the avian programs director at the Nature Conservancy of Kansas. He says the pelicans begin returning to the state from their northern breeding grounds in July and August. Their numbers will increase as the fall approaches.
Kansas Pelican Center, USA.
That surprises me.
8:34 now, Steve and Ted, here on a Tuesday morning, September 5th, 2017, day after Labor Day, and time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Talking about Country Music Awards nominations this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, let's get going to it. The CMAs and a famous person in the hospital.
Miranda Lambert scored a leading five Country Music Association Award nominations Monday morning. Little Big Town and Keith Urban are just behind her with four apiece. One of Urban's nods is in the prestigious Entertainer of the Year category, along with Garth Brooks, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, and Chris Stapleton. The CMA Awards air live from Nashville, November 8th on ABC. Dave Lubeck has died. He was the founder and guitarist for the Florida-based southern rock band Molly Hatchet, best remembered for their 1979 hit Flirtin' with Disaster. No cause of death was given. Lubeck was 66. Rapper Lil Wayne's daughter tweets her dad is okay following reports he was hospitalized in Chicago Sunday after suffering a seizure. TMZ first reported the news. Wayne's epileptic and has a history of seizures. I'm Christopher Watson.
So, how was your summer? We'll ask that question of Hollywood. The answer, likely, not so hot. The official end to the summer season brings with it the end of one of the worst movie seasons in a while. Total box office receipts dipping below the $4 billion mark. It's the first time in 11 years that the summer movie revenues were that low. The industry hoping that things will start turning around this weekend when the movie It is released. Not a huge summer box office 2017. Let's take a look at a classic music video. It took center stage, no less than the Venice Film Festival. A completely restored 3D version of Michael Jackson's groundbreaking 1983 video for Thriller enjoyed its world premiere yesterday at no less than Italy's Venice Film Festival. John Branca, one of the executors of the Michael Jackson estate, was there with John Landis, who directed the Thriller video. Also screening theatrically for the first time, the making of video for Thriller, which has been out of print since 1990. As for the big question, will the rest of us get to see the restored 3D Thriller? Well, reports are that it will happen. Exactly when, being kept very secret for now. Hey, the new shows. We're getting ready for the new television season and remembering a singer who has passed.
That scares you the most.
The fall TV season starting this week with a host of new and returning favorites, including FX's anthology series American Horror Story. Back for season 7, titled Cult, starring Sarah Paulson.
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Sean Murphy.
ABC's The Good Doctor with Freddie Highmore as a young surgeon with autism and Savant syndrome. That debuts September 25th.
So good.
Modern Family back for season 9 on ABC 2 September 27th.
I'm trying to save you.
And we go back to the final frontier with Star Trek Discovery. That'll launch CBS's all-access streaming service on September 24th. A new biography is in the works about the late George Michael less than a year after his death. It's called George, written by Sean Smith. That hits bookshelves November 16th. Birthdays, Al Stewart is 72 Tuesday.
Business is good.
Spider-Man Homecoming and Mr. Mom star Michael Keaton is 66. I'm Matt Wolf.
And we have more birthdays on the way. First, let's check in with the wonderful folks at ABC's Bachelor in Paradise last night. I know Steve McIntosh was watching intently on his couch.
Oh, yeah.
Here's an incident in which bartender Wells explains to Kristen the origin of her nickname. Everybody's been calling her Scallop Fingers.
So apparently you left like a to-go box of scallops in like Dom's car one night. And like a couple...
No, I probably did. That was a great night.
And the car smelled like scallops, and then you were like eating the scallops and like licking your fingers, and then you like touched Alexis on the shoulder and she was like, now my shoulder smells like scallops. And then so then you became Scallop Fingers.
Like, really like?
Even after that well-done explanation,
like what?
Kristen still seemed mystified.
Scallops? I'm so confused.
Well, you know, scallops can be confusing.
Well, you had to stop every time that guy said like.
Like. Good gravy.
No wonder she's confused.
Do people ever listen to themselves?
There you go. ABC's Bachelor in Paradise.
Wow.
Continues. Let's see. Go a little bit of history here. Let's go back 60 years ago today.
Okay.
The novel On the Road by Jack Kerouac was first published by Viking Press. A seminal work of American literature. Have you read On the Road?
No. No.
Really?
That's about beatniks.
I thought everybody had read that book.
Isn't it about beatniks?
It is kind of the definitive book on the beat generation.
The beat generation. Okay.
But you didn't have to read it for school or anything?
No, huh?
Really?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that went nowhere. I thought I thought maybe you would have a take on that book.
Okay. I have no thoughts.
I did read it several years ago.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting.
Okay.
It's not my cup of tea, but it's certainly an interesting slice of American life from that time period.
Right, right.
On the Road by Jack Kerouac came out 60 years ago today. 30 years ago today, 1987, news that American Bandstand was canceled. It had ruled the music and television airwaves for decades as America's touchstone for pop music.
On Saturdays, yeah.
Hosted by Dick Clark.
The original dance party. You want to watch kids dance?
But, you know, once MTV and cable television came into vogue in the early 80s, American Bandstand's days were numbered.
Yep.
And it finally was canceled 30 years ago on this day. And we got a few good birthdays today, at least in my opinion.
Okay.
Let's start out with actor George Lazenby.
All right.
78 today.
One of the 007.
He was the only James Bond, I guess the official James Bond, that only played the Bond once.
One time.
He was only in one Bond movie. He was, in fact, he was the bridge between Sean Connery and Roger Moore
right.
in the late 60s.
Right.
He was Australian. Wasn't he Australian or was he from New Zealand? I think he was Australian.
Okay.
George Lazenby.
I thought he was from Romania or someplace. But okay.
And he was in the Bond movie On Her Majesty's Secret Service, during which Bond was married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually liked that
Diana
movie.
Rigg. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Telly Savalas was a great villain in that movie. But he only played Bond once and then moved on with his life. George Lazenby is 78 today.
Hmm.
Actress Raquel Welch is 77 today. Certainly one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Famous mostly for, what was the movie? 1 million years B.C.?
Yes.
And some sort of animal skin bikini
yeah.
that the Neanderthals' uh-huh. girlfriends wore back in those days.
Yeah.
I mean, those cavemen, mm-hmm. those cave women were something else.
I went steady with that poster for about a year and a half.
Ah. Quite a statuesque young woman.
She's left behind quite a body of work.
Oh, yeah.
I believe one of my favorites with her, Fantastic Voyage, one of my favorite movies of her.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Fine.
Raquel Welch.
She came back. What was she doing? Seinfeld for a while? Is that who she's showing up? I think she was working with Stiff Arms or something. Was that at Seinfeld? All right.
Oh, you got me on this.
Okay, I think she was. Okay.
Raquel Welch is 77.
Okay.
And the biggie today. How about Bob Newhart?
Oh, yeah.
He's 88 years old today, in my opinion, an American treasure.
Yeah. I tell you what.
One of the funniest men on the planet.
He is not ha-ha's fall-down comic, but...
No, he's smart ha-ha.
You talk about his phone conversation. Come out on a stage and pretend to do a phone conversation.
Just brilliant
And you
stuff.
Got one side of it.
Yep.
And it was just
And you're just, you're
hilarious.
Just falling out of your chair laughing.
Yeah.
Very funny stuff.
Very funny guy.
And he's still relevant. He's still on Big Bang Theory once in a while.
Yep.
I saw him on Conan a couple weeks ago, and he was delivering zingers. He's still funny. Yeah. Let's enjoy a little Bob Newhart from the Bob Newhart Show back in the 70s with Suzanne Plachette.
Bob, I hate the way you argue. You're so casual. You never yell.
I know why you're saying I never yell, because you want to yell, but you don't want to yell first.
Oh, that's another thing that infuriates me. You always think you know why I'm saying what I'm saying.
That is not true, and I know why you said that.
Oh!
There you go.
Bob Newhart, bless his heart.
Wow.
He's happy birthday. He's 88 today, Bob Newhart. That is entertainment news in the blur for this Tuesday to get the week off to a start. Of course, our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Are proud to bring us entertainment news in the blur each and every day, and we're glad to have them on board. If you want a tasty pizza, you just drive on down K-15 to 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby.
8:43 now, keep it here. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. He's going to talk about a local meeting that will look at cybersecurity.
Oh.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.